Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss our pop culture predictions for 2022. What's going to be the future of Drag Race? Which celebs are going to get divorced? Who's going to get married? Who will have kids? Will Britney Spears get canceled? And who will be the next big pop princess? Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. Dust off your crystal balls, bitch.
Oh. Ew.
What if you got a transplant so that your were crystal balls?
That my what was crystal balls?
Your sack.
So it's one sack, 2 crystal balls.
It's still the same sack that exists now, but your testicles are crystal balls.
Baby, I started that way. If you start ready, you don't gotta get ready. You know what I'm saying? If you start crystal, you don't gotta get crystal.
Did you ever? You know when you would go to like Chicago or a major city that had like a Chinatown, and they always had those like those stress balls that you hold and you're supposed to like roll.
Yeah, and they jingle and they, yes. Jingle-angle.
What if your balls were
my
that?
Stepdad had those in his car, and anytime he was driving us to school in the morning, he would be doing that with one hand and then the other hand would be driving. And I was like, this doesn't seem safe.
I think it's funny. I said Chicago, but I don't even know if Chicago has a Chinatown. But once I was like, one of my parents like brought me those as a souvenir from Chicago. Once.
It's a nice gift.
I think I have it at home at my mom's house, but not here. Should I get them out? Should I make those big in 2022?
There's only one way to do it, and it's by leading by example. So get them balls out. Jingle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
So every year we do a... Every year we do pop culture predictions for the year.
Sometimes.
Oh my God, somebody was in my Twitch stream and they didn't have a thumb, and I was all like, sometimes. Anyway.
And then
so what? I have a list of all of the predictions that we made last year. Should we go through some of them and see what we got right and what we got wrong, and then maybe make some predictions for this year?
Did we get any of them right?
I see that we did predict Betty White will be at peace.
Did we?
Well, we said Mr. Peanut will die again and Betty White will be at peace. So I don't know what we meant by that, but I think we really, I don't mean to psychic babble people's deaths. We don't do that usually.
I think we predicted the Friends cast reunion,
well,
too.
Well, we predicted that, but did they do anything on Twitch? On TikTok?
I'm sure Lord knows there was, like, a commercial on TikTok
okay,
for
sure.
it.
Sure, I would say that was a get. Bonus Jonas will have a YouTube channel. He did join TikTok and go viral, so I think we were pretty close on that one.
Did Bindi Irwin host Jeopardy?
I don't know, but I think it's a win on that.
That seems like probably. Were they even doing like guest hosts on Jeopardy?
They were definitely.
God, a year is a long time.
I did see Tony Hawk did have his moment.
Didn't he have an Avril Lavigne comeback?
I would say he did. He's been going viral on like Twitter and TikTok all the time. So I would say we got that one right.
Okay, damn.
WWJD cock ring silly bands. I'm not sure what we meant.
You know, like a WWJD cock ring.
Silly band. As a combo? Well,
you know, no, because like, it was like a cock ring version of like the next hot
bracelet.
Sure.
A link up, sync up collaboration.
I hate to admit that we predicted COVID will mutate and it won't be good.
Yep. Oh, Taylor Swift with a third album. I feel like we were correct.
No, she didn't.
She didn't have another album, third album that year? Albums that year?
No, just the two.
Are you sure? My perception as somebody who doesn't pay attention to all of that, it felt like three.
Oh, well, it wasn't. Hmm. But... Well, we did predict no Coachella.
That's true. Good job to and, us on that. Trump won't go to prison. Mm-hmm. We did correctly predict that.
There's still time for that, baby. There's still
Jonathan Taylor Thomas moments. I didn't catch that, but, you know, no. I didn't have my push notifications on for his Google alerts.
Is Tiffany Trump on Cameo?
I would have to guess yes. Don't you think?
This has no.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'm not. Bummer. Bummer summer. Well, anyway. Oh, not the groundhog will be mangy.
What is mangy?
Ain't it?
Mangy?
Like matted fur. Like you got to pick the poop out of
it. Two puppets will get in a fight. Did that happen? I don't know.
Listen. There must have been a puppet fight somewhere. Yeah.
Most of our predictions most likely came true. We just don't really have the... we weren't there to witness it, but I think us pop culture psychics and our psychic babies, I think we all know we were correct on a lot of these.
Well, we do love fun and being right.
Crouton will wear a diaper and a cone. That did not happen.
You don't know what he and I did after you went to sleep when you stayed at my house on Thanksgiving.
The diaper came out. The cone came out.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, now that we've covered all of our truths from last year, should we discuss what's going down this year? Should we discuss what's yelling timber?
What is yelling timber this year? It's 2022. Did you think you would make it this far?
I thought there'd at least be flying cars by now. And, like, I think we're probably just being a little lazy.
I saw a movie last night called Miracle Mile. There was a tweet about it that was like, watch this movie without watching anything about it or looking up anything about it. So I was like, you know what? Absolutely. So we watched it, and spoilers. It was about it's like made in the 80s, and it was about the apocalypse set in 2017, and it was very interesting to see what they thought was about to happen.
What did they think?
Well, you'll have to watch it and find out for yourself.
Oh, well, that'll never happen. Do you think Gumby's going to have a comeback in 2022?
I would like to will that. I follow a Gumby Twitter account that's like stills of Gumby cartoon moments, like stop motion, and I love it.
Maybe. I was going to predict that they'll put Gumby on streaming, but to be fair, he might already be
there. I feel like he could really have you know how Barbie has her own YouTube channel?
Does she?
Oh, yeah, she's got, yes, baby. She's huge.
Yeah, Gumby's already on Amazon Prime.
Oh, thank God. Ankle watches? Did that happen? No.
There's still time. Maybe we can make those. Maybe we can make those
in 2022.
Happen. Should we make psychobabble merch of ankle watches?
Sure.
I'm in. Did you ever get those like collect the Rugrat watches from Burger King?
Absolutely. Oh, I was always very into any type of kids' meal collectible toy.
Maybe that's what's coming back in 2022.
Kids' meal collectible toys. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Sure.
What did the people want us to make any kind of predictions?
Well,
I
posted on Instagram and on Twitter, like, hey, we're doing the our annual predictions, pop culture, psychic babble, strikes back predictions. And I have some topics. Should we go through what the people first want to know about and then maybe make our predictions about those things or people?
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds fair. And then I've also got Psychic Nikki's chart up, and I am ready to, I'm unafraid to reference or not reference.
Okay. So first up, James Corden.
What about him?
I think he will be in, what's the next musical that's going to be turned into a, oh, you know, he's going to be in the Wicked movie.
The Bumbling Doctor?
I don't know. He's going to be in the Wicked movie, and we know it. And it's that's my official prediction about James Corden.
I'm predicting that we're getting a Waitress, the musical, the movie.
Sure. I would like that.
I want it. We deserve it.
Isn't it already a movie, though? It started as a movie.
Yeah, but not a musical movie. I've never seen the movie.
Neither have I.
It was a movie turned into a musical.
Okay, sure. Sure. Who will Pete?
I don't think
Will Pete Davidson?
I don't think I have any.
What are you about to say?
I don't have any predictions for James.
Okay, well,
Corden.
That's fine because I'm moving on to Pete Davidson. Who will he date next?
Oh. Miley Cyrus.
Aren't they? What's going on with them right now? They hosted a New Year's thing
did
together.
Or maybe that's why she's on my brain. Did I see them in a commercial? Did they?
Yeah,
host?
They were hosting the New Year's Rockin' Eve, whatever the hell, you know. Do people still watch that? Certainly not.
I didn't. Are you more likely to watch the New Year's Eve countdown or the Macy's Thanksgiving
Day
Parade?
Well, if this year is any indication, then the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I watched a couple times throughout the day, and I did not watch the countdown this year. I didn't even put it on. We went to bed like at 11 p.m.
Really?
And then somehow we both woke up at midnight 01, and we were like, Happy New Year! And then we went back to bed.
Ghost, gotcha. It was all wake up.
Wakey, wakey. Foxy Grandma would like to know, how many new variants do you think we will end up with?
No, I think there might be like one more this year, but by the end of the year, COVID is over.
See, bitch, you fucking thinking.
COVID is the new flu at the end of the year, and then it's just, the flu. Oh, I got the flu.
I unfortunately disagree. My prediction is that COVID will continue into next year. Sorry.
Oh, no, nah.
I've had my fingers on the pulse of Miss Corona since the start when everyone was like, this is going to be like a month. And I'm like, no.
I know. I was revisiting like people's Instagrams who had started like a COVID quarantine day one. And then when they realized it was like day 60 and they had to like stop doing this thing that they thought they were only going to be doing for 14
Jesus.
Days.
That's dark-sided.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I think new variants, I am going to say two new variants in 2022.
No, just one and done, baby.
Which does not include Omicron. Omarion.
No, that one, she was very 2021.
Okay, yeah. So two new ones. Does it go in alphabetical? I don't really know how that works.
No, because I don't either. I'm not big on the naming of this stuff.
Does it go well?
I don't know how to
P and Q.
I don't know how to. Well, why did it go from Delta to O? D O. Huh? They skipped a lot of letters.
I don't know. I'm not into fraternities and sororities and things.
I'm not either. I don't know how to name hurricanes. I don't know how to name infectious diseases.
Hurricanes definitely go alphabetical.
Yeah, but like, and then it goes like boy, girl.
Oh, does it?
What about a gender neutral name like Corey?
Is Corey gender neutral?
I predict Hurricane Corey is going to fuck up some stuff.
Damn. Okay.
But it'll be okay.
Will we get an Olivia Rodrigo second album? I'm not wasting my psychic powers on that prediction.
No, I couldn't care less.
RuPaul, will she still be alive? Yes.
Yes.
I think yes. Follow-up about RuPaul. How many Drag Race seasons are we going to get in 2022? Is it an over-under
same
situation?
Number.
Also, what does over-under mean?
Over or under? Like it's like over or under 10.
What does that mean? Oh, we both have to guess over or under 10.
No, I'm like, you would say, is it over or under 10? And you're all, it's over. And I'm all, it's under.
I'm going to guess 8 Drag Race franchise seasons in 2022.
I would love that. I'm so fucking tired of people with the another season. Just don't watch it. Who cares? Right. I'm over your joke.
Okay, so my prediction is 8. What is yours?
Okay. One more than there was last year.
That's a safe answer. You don't know how many there was last year.
I could count them. U.S., All-Stars, U.K., Canada, Spain, Holland, Italia.
Queen of the World.
That's 7.
Does that count?
I don't count Queen of the World. That's at 7. And like, I don't know if I'm counting like UK versus the world, which is whatever their All-Stars is, which I think is a confusing title. Listen, my prediction is that I'm going to enjoy most of it.
Great. Wonderful.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kim and Kanye, do we have any predictions about them? Are they still together? I don't really know what's going on. How does that work?
No.
Did they break up?
I think Kanye will have another like meltdown, and I think Kim will do like an Oprah style tell all interview, like Meghan and Harry.
Ooh, we will be getting a Britney Spears Oprah interview. I'm putting
that
up there.
I like that.
I unfortunately think. Okay, this is not a prediction that I am happy to report, but I unfortunately predict Britney Spears is going to do something problematic, and it's really going to test everyone on how we handle cancellation culture.
Ugh, it's going to be a real down the crowd splitter.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, we want to protect this person that we haven't had a chance to protect for so long, but also we have to hold people accountable for what they may do that might hurt people. And so I think she has been, maybe I'm wrong, I think she has been held back from participating in pop culture for so long that the rules that apply today, she's not necessarily used to. And so what celebrities might have gotten away with 10 years ago, she may think are still the rules today. And I think it's going to catch up with her.
But hasn't she been doing her social media herself for her last?
Yeah, but I don't think she's like, I think she puts her own stuff out there, but I don't know if she's like witnessing what else is happening outside of the Britney Spears universe on the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not happy about it, but...
I wouldn't be either. I'm not rooting for that.
I'm not rooting for it. I just kind of sense it. Pokemon. What about Pokemon? Anything? Will I open the app this year?
I don't know. I think... the that game that looks like Zelda.
Mm-hmm. Zelda.
will be fun. No, the Pokemon one. What's it called?
Arceus, or I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, Acacius.
Cashew.
Arceus.
Arceus, I think. Anyway.
I don't know. Nathan pre-ordered it.
I'm sure. So you think it's going to be good?
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be the most fun Pokemon game I've played on Switch so far, which there's not a high bar there because I've yet to have fun with a Pokemon game on Switch.
Are we going to get any new Pokemon with it? Or is it existing Pokemon that, like, is it a new set of Pokemon?
You know what my actual Pokemon prediction is? You know that one, what's it called? Genre? House of Pokemon? What are they called?
Type?
Like, region? Okay. Region. That one region that we've all been sitting at waiting to get the, like, last Pokemon to finish the set will happen.
I'm sorry. What?
You know, in the Pokemon Go, you know how in, like, I don't know, what is it, the Hoenn era?
There's a Pokemon that you can't get yet. You're thinking they're gonna make it available.
There's been one that it's been like 2 years and everyone's like, why isn't they there?
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, it's in the Hoenn area. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Listen, I'm pulling it up. Pokemon 352 will come out. That's what I'm trying to say.
What is it called?
On Pokemon Go.
What is it called?
I don't know. I'll have to Google.
Okay.
That's my Poke prediction. 352. It's that lizard.
Okay.
Kesslion.
That's cool.
Listen, you brought it up.
That's cool.
Don't drag me into this. I'm pitching tomorrow.
What about, do we have any awards predictions? Grammys, Oscars.
Gaga will be nominated for the Oscar, but she's not going to win.
I think she will be nominated, and I think she will win it.
I sure hope not.
So?
Not after that accent.
Oh dare. I do think that one, Don't Look Up, will be nominated for Best Picture. I do.
Really? I don't think people are even talking about that.
I think
that.
It's going to be a conversational, it's like a sign of the times type of piece of movie, you know?
Well, it did have all the big names.
Who? Ari?
Leo and Jennifer are Grammy fodder. Oscar fodder.
Leo and Jennifer.
And... Yeah.
Oh, I truly thought you were talking about J-Lo, but Jennifer.
No. Do you have any predictions of J-Lo? Do you think her and Ben Affleck will get engaged?
Are they together? Oh, yes. Well then maybe. Were they ever engaged before?
I don't know. Do you think he has to get a new ring?
Were they engaged for this?
Did you say Fernt? Do you think Ariana Grande is going to get divorced?
Is she married?
That guy? She married that realtor.
You could be completely making this up and I would believe you. Did she marry a realtor?
Yes. Okay. Are they still married?
I don't think so.
Yeah, in 2021, singer Ariana Grande married Dalton Gomez. 3 months.
Was it confirmed or am I just like making this up?
They got married in
May. She's going to be in the Wicked movie, right?
I don't know. She's got married in May. I think she's going to get divorced this year. That's my
How many divorces?
Just the one.
Okay. Will she be pregnant? Micah would like to know. Ariana Grande will be pregnant? ?
I think Ariana Grande is going to have a baby. I think Katy Perry. I know I said it last year, but maybe Katy Perry is going to have another baby this year.
I don't think Ari's going to get pregnant. No.
Just divorced?
Yeah. I'm just wishing good things for her.
Perfect. You think Justin Bieber is going to have a baby this year? Bieber?
I'm surprised that he hasn't. If he feels very like, I'd like to be pregnant with a lot of kids type of vibe.
Oh. Well, oh, hold on. I searched Britney Spears to see if Psychic Nikki says the same troubles that you do. And Psychic Nikki only thinks that Britney will be in a car accident this year. And she'll be all, well, y'all, they weren't letting me drive.
Give him like Princess Di moment.
I mean, if she caught her gym on fire with a candle, she could have a minor. Maybe it's just a fender bender. Maybe she'll be okay.
Okay. Well, I hope so. I do think the queen, she's got to get going.
Do you think she is dead? People, I feel like at the end of last year, I saw people saying that she was dead and they just weren't announcing it.
I don't think that would ever be able to happen. I think the moment she's dead, people will be talking about it. You can't keep a secret like that.
You can't keep a corpse down?
You can't keep that corpse down. No.
I think you could.
Will we be getting a new Rihanna album?
I've seen like...
No.
We won't, but we will get a Rihanna marriage.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she dating someone?
Things can happen quickly. People fall in love all the time.
That's true.
I'm going to continue to get ads for Fenty on my social media, and Rihanna's going to get married. That's my prediction.
Okay. I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, 2022... It's in the cards for her.
I do predict a Duggar, arrest.
He already got arrested.
Oh, another remix.
No, I was gonna say Rihanna's definitely gonna have a baby because she's a Pisces, and all I've read is it's gonna be a big year for Pisces.
What state will win the American Song Contest?
What the
I didn't
fuck
know
is the
there
American
was
going to
be an American
Song
Contest. I'm going to have to go with, where's that one place? Tennessee.
Ew, no. California was
going
to
win. I'm telling you,
it.
Tennessee, it's going to be, it's Southern charm. You know, if the American Song Contest is anything like American Idol, Southern people vote for American Idol, for song music.
American Song Contest is NBC is scouring the nation for artists who own the stage and captivate the audience. Wait, is this another American Idol?
I don't know.
Best Original Song.
I don't know.
It's probably going to be somebody who like lives in California now, but is like from.
It's all a setup.
Tennessee.
Come on. Everything's a. Things aren't organically. There's nothing left that can. Everything is a. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What else we got?
Diaper Butt 69 would like to know, will diapers be the new trend of 2022? I don't think so.
On Baby Bieber, they will. On Rihanna's baby. Everyone's having a baby this year. It's been 2 years of people being like, we can't have a baby. There's a pandemic. And now everyone's going to be birthing. Birthing is in 2022. Get ready for the next baby boomer generation.
Okay. I think Jake Paul will have a child.
Who?
Exactly. Jake Paul. You've heard of her?
Heard of her. Heard of her for sure.
That's fun. Okay.
You know what my favorite Psychic Nikki prediction is? And it's right at the top of her thousands of predictions for the year. Number 4 coming in hot. I screamed when I saw this morning. World predictions, Psychic Nikki 2022, number 4, an arrest and a case closure in the JonBenet Ramsey case. I would be tickled.
Tickled? Is
Listen,
that the word?
When I get... I would be satisfied. I would feel like she could rest in peace. Listen, the whole time I've always said, like, when I get to heaven, I'm going to be all like, so who did it? That's going to be my first question. And now if I find out in 2022, what could possibly be my second question?
You're going to have to think about that on your own. I don't know.
She also predicted a massive a discovery of a giant penguin in Antarctica. What
do you absolutely.
Think? How big is
but
giant?
Yes, but...
How big is giant, first of all? Is she talking like as big as a building or just like big as far as penguins?
As
go?
Big as a walrus, it will be found frozen in ice. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wow. I think we're going to get a Lil Nas X lingerie line.
Okay. I could be I feel into like it. I could dig it.
I could see it. I can imagine it. Somebody's got to break through and do the first men's lingerie line, and I think it's him.
You think it's going to be like that bright pink that he
Maybe.
Loves?
Sure. Why not?
I'd be into it. Yeah, yeah.
Sisterhood?
Yeah, sisterhood.
Okay. I think we're going to get... let's talk Animal Crossing predictions. I think we're going to get an announcement for coming in 2023, a new Animal Crossing game unrelated to the game that we play today.
No, I couldn't possibly. Oh my God.
They said they're not giving us any more updates for this Animal Crossing game, correct?
I believe they said no more free updates for this Animal Crossing.
Well...
Hey, Psychic Nikki says there's going to be a talking cow in 2022. What do you think?
I co-host a podcast with one right
now. She says a talking cow and a sinkhole in Los Angeles. So good luck to you.
Are they a combo?
And no, they're separate. And a pair of famous twins dead. Who do you think it'll be?
I don't know. I don't like to think about that.
Oh, but you can say that Britney Spears is going to be problematic.
I'm not hoping for it. I'm just saying she will accidentally be.
Well, maybe these twins will accidentally die. God,
please no.
No.
Will we have a Facebook renaissance, a MySpace renaissance, any type of old? Will Vine come back? Like I'm saying, like will these social media platforms? Will
I sure
we have
hope
a,
not.
A comeback for anything.
I know we're supposed to be very yes and on this podcast, but no. but absolutely not. Should I just, I'm going to just see what Psychic Nikki has to say about Los Angeles in general for you so you know where to go and where not
Hit
to
me
go.
With it. Anything juicy?
A stowaway hides on a plane from New York to Los Angeles. Could be
crouton.
A famous comedy and club in Los Angeles will burn down. Okay. Sinkhole. Okay. Earthquake. Volcano.
She predicts an earthquake for Los Angeles every year.
Every year. Highway collapse. Okay. A fire at the Beverly Center.
Oh, no.
Earthquake. earthquake, mudslides, and earthquake.
Well, shit.
She said earthquake quite a few times.
She really means it this year.
When I Googled San Francisco, it said one of the wildfires will finally make the city. And boy, do I sure hope that doesn't happen, because every time there's wildfires, my dad texts me and he's like, "Same. Oh, are you safe?" And I'm like, "Dad, the fire's not going to come across the water." So here's hoping.
Do you have any Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, NFT predictions?
My prediction is that I will still not know any of that.
That's fair.
Any of
okay.
it. And she has no predictions for Sarah Bareilles. Let's see what she says about Gaga. Gaga nominated for Oscar, House of Gucci.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's see. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She says pregnant. Oh, that was my guess.
Okay.
Oh, no. Do you think Dancing with the Stars will get canceled?
No.
Do you think Mariah Carey will have a comeback?
No. I think Katy Perry will have a comeback.
Well, honey, her new hit song was at number 6 on iTunes, which is big
Baby,
for
her. I love it. It's great. And you know what? It is just short enough for there to have a remix.
I was going to say, you love it because it's like less than 3 minutes. I knew you would.
I know. I just feel it. It's coming. Some type of bomb
I
remix.
I love that for you. I love... Well, it's already pretty like fast. Taylor Swift, marriage.
Okay, sure.
Taylor Swift, also health watch. Oh,
they come hand in hand.
I know. Well, actually, what we should have done is read the predictions that Nikki made last year that did come true, since we did that too. And I skimmed it, and she had a lot of the not great stuff.
Such as?
Like January 6th, she predicted, like hurricanes, volcanoes. Apparently these stuff happened at places that I didn't know. And deaths she did predict last year. Larry King. Oh, Cloris Leachman. Did Christopher Plummer really die?
Baby, I couldn't tell you about who that is.
He was the one that was in that movie. Yeah, he really did die. Oh, well. Should we see who she thinks is going to die this year?
Sure.
Or is that too sad for you?
No, hit me with it.
Well, this, she says death and health watch. Okay. Tom Cruise, Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Omarosa. Wow, this is all like his crowd. Sinead O'Connor, I sure hope not. Michelle Obama, I don't love that. Well, this is just health watch. Maybe she'll have like a sore throat.
Well, you better watch that health.
Madonna, Pink, Shia LaBeouf, Marilyn Manson. Jennifer Lopez. Oh, bad news for her.
Okay.
Well, oh, and she had, well, actually, she put this out in the middle of last week, and she had Betty White on this list.
Oh.
Yikes.
Well. Didn't go on.
Well.
No. I'm just.
Now, do you have.
I'm just reading some other people's pop culture predictions, and a lot of people.
Ours are what they want us to guess.
No, other people's predictions for the year.
Oh, shit. What do they say?
Build-A-Bear closes, sad face. It's so specific.
No.
What do they get tangled up in?
Well, that means, did you see when they had the Animal Crossing Build-A-Bear, but it was only like Tom and Isabel?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I think they could have like thrown in a couple
other
characters.
You know what? What about Disney live action movies? Any predictions of what they're going to make live action of?
They're going to make a live action Frozen.
Ooh. Sure. Live action.
How long has it been?
Since what? Frozen came out?
Since the first Frozen.
I don't know. Did you see the second one?
I saw them both. I'm a big Frozen girl.
Have you seen it on Broadway?
I love Frozen.
Okay.
Hey, do you have any other predictions?
I think Gaga, well, I already know that Gaga is going to have a Top Gun. She's singing the theme song for the new Top Gun movie.
Oh, really?
Apparently that's going to be a moment. I think we're going to get a Chromatica part two album. Not the remix, but like a part two that is going to be released with the Chromatica tour.
Yes. Tour? Oh my God. Are we really going to get a Chromatica tour?
I mean, my real prediction is that she is abandoning Chromatica and Chromatica will never see the light of day. Well, I mean, for this year. I think she'll someday come back to Chromatica in the same way like she'll make an art pop act too someday. And it'll be like... I think she set up herself to have a return to Chromatica someday in the future. Actually, I take back my prediction. It's not going to happen this year. Return to Chromatica will happen some year in the future, but it's not happening this year.
You can't take it back. Once you said it, it's set in stone, honey. Well,
so that's where I stand.
I predict Sarah Bareilles will have new music this year, and I really hope she does.
I would like a new Sarah Bareilles Broadway project to emerge.
Oh, I would love that. She was all upset because of COVID. They had to cancel Waitress again.
It's life. Well, it'd be like that. I do find.
Well.
Okay.
All right, designers. Okay. I think those were all of our predictions.
What predictions do y'all have? Let us know on the Discord.
Did we even predict anything?
I think we did. Hey, who's going to be the new pop princess this year?
It's going to be like not anybody we've heard of. They're just going to come right out.
Okay. I'm ready for the Ava Max Anistas to thrive.
See, I don't want that. I mean, good for them if it happens for them, but like I want it to be more of like an Olivia Rodrigo in the sense where like I had never even heard a whisper of a song from that human until she got her driver's license.
Okay.
So I want it to be a moment like that. I want a new girl to rise from the ashes, to come out of nowhere and really surprise me.
Okay.
And be fun and like disco-y.
Sure.
I'm into it.
Any Dua Lipa thoughts?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, well, now it seems, God, 2022, it's been 2 years since a lot of those like big albums came out. Chromatica.
We're going to get a Lizzo album. Future Nostalgia. We're going to get a Dua Lipa album. We're going to get I don't think we're going to get a Rihanna album.
No, never. We will never have another Rihanna album in our lifetime.
Oh, we're going to get a Bruno Mars album. I'm happy about it. Okay. Will we get a Frank Ocean album? / Do You Care?
I don't think I've ever listened to a Frank Ocean album, but if anybody has one and wants to recommend
it
to me,
go listen to Forrest Gump.
I'm always willing to give it a try. I've heard Forrest Gump when I lived in LA. That was like on your playlist.
I unfortunately think Gaga will release something to do with NFTs. I do think we're going to get the Gaga Fortnite collab this year. God is good. Thank you.
Not Gaga moving on to NFTs.
What? She's not moving on. She's always at the forefront.
And it's like it's a picture of her lipstick.
I don't know. Maybe sometimes.
Okay. Well, damn. I got nothing else to say. I got it. G to G.
Well, let us know your predictions on the Discord.
Somebody write these all down and save them for next year.
Hey, P.S. Do you mind if I say we did a bit of restructuring for our Patreon? And if you want to check it out, patreon.com/psychobabble. We changed some of the pricing to make things a little bit more affordable for a tier. And if you'd like to sign up for that, you can be a part of it moving forward in 2022.
Love that. We would love to see you over there.
So head on over, patreon.com/psychobabble. And let us know your predictions right now on the Discord. We should make a 2022 predictions page, because we have one for 2021 predictions. I'll just like copy that and paste it over to make a 2022 one, so you can look back at all the predictions y'all made in 2021 and then put in your official predictions for 2022. Deal?
Squeal.
Okay. Corey, where can people find ya?
You can find me, you know, reading all of Nikki's predictions, because somehow she had 1,064 of them.
You can also find you this Saturday at my 1 year Twitch-iversary stream.
You got to send me the deets for that. I'll really have to get working on my island if it's going to be prepared for Saturday.
So tentatively, I was thinking maybe I'm going to visit Corey's island for the first time, like a official tour on stream. So if that is tantalizing to you, let us know. But some other plans may emerge too. I know we've been discussing a possible live podcast episode, a possible we've talked about the game It Takes Two. But
I want to play that.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'll see you Saturday. Hey, everyone, if you haven't come to a stream yet, Saturday will be a perfect one, because it's going to be our like 1 year Twitch-iversary of like streams. So it's like fun surprises and collabs and things like that. And I would love if you could swing by.
I'll be there.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Goodbye, designers.
Later.